This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, guys with beards. All right, I'm going to admit something to you. A lot of us women are a little jealous of you guys. I know everybody says that women have, you know, male organ envy and things like that. I don't think it's that. I think we women are jealous of men because we can't have beards. Now, a lot of ladies are like, what, Dr. Dahlia, you lie. And listen. I'm not a big fan of facial hair on me. But why is that? Why do I freak out when I find facial hair on me? It's because of society. It's because if I have a whisker or if I have something on my chin, I haven't got anything on my chin. I get them, I'm starting to get them, like, on my upper lip. And I'm like, ah! But nothing on my chin yet. But the reason why I freak out if I find facial hair on me is because of society. But if women were allowed to walk around comfortably with facial hair, I think would really like it. And think about this, ladies. Facial hair covers wrinkles, those marionette lines by our mouth. We don't have to worry about putting collagen into our face or near our lips. If women were able to have facial hair, I know the guys are like, that's not sexy. We're not talking about, we women, we don't really think about how to be sexy all the time. I mean, you know, maybe in the movies, maybe, you know, on a date. But for the most part, we want to be comfortable. Okay? We're not always thinking about you guys. You guys are not like, you know, or partners are not the center of our universe. Center of our universe is, you know, kind of looking good, feeling good, but not having to primp and prep all the time. And so we ladies are actually, if you really, really think about it, deep, deep, deep down a little envious that guys, they can do whatever. They don't have to shave their underarms. Oh, my gosh. If I could be a guy and not have to shave my underarms, you know how nice that would be? And I know stereotypes are changing. Everything's changing now. And a woman does not have to shave her armpits if she doesn't want to. I feel like I have to. I feel like it just, I don't know. I feel like it's less stinky. It's less, I don't know. It's less itchy. But when you really think about it, letting the hair grow, you look younger. You have less work to do. It covers up any acne. I mean, I'll get like pimples on my chin. Why? Well, because the body wants hair there and there's no hair, so it decides to fill up with other crap. And so, you know, when I see a guy with a beard, all right, and, you know, GCN, oh my God, it's like Beardapalooza over there. We got Jason with a beard, Daniel with a beard. They got really sexy beards. They got really good. They put some time and effort. Their beards, I didn't feel their beards. I was just at GCN. I should have. I wanted to run my fingers through their beard. Not because it's anything, you know, lovey-dovey, but it's because some guys condition their beard to make sure it's really soft. And I forgot to see if they are Jason, do you condition your beard?
No, mine's rough.
It's rough. Okay, you should condition it. Ladies like that. Yeah, okay. I would condition the beard. Okay, good. So anyway, next time I see you, remind me to run my fingers through your beard, okay?
Will do.
Okay. So now, this next study, though, might kind of change your mind about beards, but it's a small study. They say that a man's beard is dirtier than dog fur. So researchers, and this was studied, this was published in European Radiology. I guess the Europeans do radiology differently. And what they did is they used MRI scanners that had both man and dogs. I guess people would MRI their dog. I don't know. in Europe, dogs are like, dogs are, considered like people. I consider my dog a person, but I guess they get MRIs over there in Europe. And they compared MRI scanners that use dogs to humans, ones that just use humans. And even after cleaning, a human MRI was dirtier. They also looked at men's beards compared with dog fur. And they looked at 18 men and 30 dogs. And 18 of 18 men had high microbial counts in their beard. But only 23 of the 30 dogs had high microbial counts, and 7 dogs had moderate. And they said human pathogenic microorganisms were more frequently found on human beards than dog fur. So dog fur, when you, get your head, into the dog and you nuzzle up, it's not as dirty as nuzzling up against a man and his beard. Now, I don't know if you guys remember, last summer there was a study that found half of men's beards contain fecal matter. Now, the average beard only goes down to the neck, okay? And, beards don't go down your back. So my guess is fecal matter is getting on there because the beard is near somebody else's tushy. And this was a study coming out of Manchester University, and they found that 47% of beards had fecal matter that contained deadly pathogens. As if the fecal matter wasn't enough, it was fecal matter with deadly pathogens. Now, this study was co-authored by Fragrance Direct, and they said despite cleaning habits of study participants, Enterococcus was found in 47%. Yeah, Enterococcus, meaning the caca. And Enterococcus is a bacteria that's found in the colon and feces. There's about 17 different types. Most common, Enterococcus faecalis and Enterococcus faecium. Now, these could cause infections of the urinary tract, abdomen, pelvis, a wound, even sepsis. So the study followed one done back in 2015 by Quest Diagnostic, where a microbiologist swabbed beards, grew out cultures, and found bacteria that commonly colonize our colon. So, oral sex obviously can increase the chance of somebody getting contaminated. But bacteria, they like to, people stroke their beards, they touch their face. It's very easy to get something on your hand and your beard. So, I'm right now pulling on my chin. I don't have any beard hair, but I wonder how many women have, stuff like that on their face. So wash your faces. If you touch your face, wash your hands before you eat, because the face, whether you have a beard or not, can be dirty. 1-877, that's Ali. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Brandon wants me to expand on why I think humans are going to become extinct. Did I say that? I'm starting to lose my memory. Did I say I thought humans are going to be extinct? Okay. I think we were talking about dinosaurs yesterday. Yesterday was so long ago. If I said that, all right. No, I can back it up. I can back it up. I think humans may become extinct. Absolutely. You guys have to cut me some slack. It's still Passover. And so I'm not eating bread. And I don't know if you guys saw the pictures of the matzah that I had to eat this morning. And how crispy and sharp it is, you know, and I just feel a tear through my gut. So I'm not myself this week. So if I say something and then I forget I said it, you know, come with some slack, Jack. All right. So why do I think humans will become extinct? Oh, because we're becoming weenies. I mean, there's a lot of reasons for people to become extinct. Natural disasters, they happen. I mean, there could be another ice age or another meteor. I mean, I saw Armageddon. So that stuff could happen. But, you know, notwithstanding, assuming that God's going to smile on us and we're not going to have any major disaster happen to our Earth, we're not training ourselves to be stronger in nature. We're training ourselves to be stronger in society. So there's like this survival of the fittest in society, right? Well, learn computers, learn another language, get a job, get a degree. Well, that's fine. But we've all seen Walking Dead. I mean, we're all watching Game of Thrones. If you're in a war and, you know, your machines aren't working, are we able to defend ourselves? Are we able to, if we get, I don't know, attacked by, what was that in Australia? Was there like an emu attack and humans lost to the emus? I need to look that up. I am looking that up. Okay, am I wrong? There was like something that happened in Australia where humans lost to emus. Hold on a second. Maybe, or was it, no, it had to be emus. Emu Australian War. Here, hold on a second. Let me look that up. Because this is going to make my point. Okay, what was the Emu War of Australia and what was the outcome? Apparently, Australian soldiers returning from World War I had to resume their normal lives once again. Most of the Australian soldiers that participated in the war were commoners like farmers and shepherds, as well as other men who had led basic lives. So I guess there was land given. Soldiers were allocated land. There was an emu problem. There was a very big flightless bird problem in Australia. Emus are about 6 feet tall. They're the second largest living birds, I think, next to ostrich. They have long legs and necks. So up until 1922, emus were protected native species in Australia, but then things changed. Emus started to wreak havoc on crops. There were huge numbers that were, like, eating the crops, and there was already kind of a depression, so Australians were already kind of hungry. They started to destroy people's livelihood, and by late 1932, 20,000 emus had migrated to the newly cultivated lands. So they were a nuisance. So I guess there was a war against emus, commanded by Major G.P.W. Meredith of the 7th Heavy Battery of the Royal Australian Artillery. And remember, we're talking about Australia. Australia, they aren't really, you know, known for being involved in wars, even though they were involved in the Great One. So apparently they were armed with 10,000 rounds of ammunition and two Lewis guns, and a small contingent headed to the district of Campion to gun down a bunch of emus. Armed troops moved behind the birds. This is going to scienceabc.com. Armed troops moved behind the birds in tight combat formation. But the birds responded to the strategic assault by scattering themselves in all directions to minimize their casualties. A couple days later, around 1,000 emus were spotted in a particular area. Again, soldiers opened fire in point-blank range. And they killed about 10 to 12 emus. But then the machine guns jammed because of rainy weather. And again, emus were able to escape. But then the emus struck. So a second military attempt came in to try to cull the emus. And I guess it took no less than 10 bullets to bring down an emu. And the emus, I believe, started to rush them, and they had to flee. And I guess emus won. It was the Great Emu War of Australia. Major Meredith was recalled, and the emus didn't have to be killed anymore. Now, how many emus did they kill? Well, I don't know. They did kill a lot, but not the emus technically won. So this was in 1932, when we had weaponry and machine guns and all that. So if you look at humans and what we're doing, okay, are we teaching our kids how to protect themselves against a lion? or a bear? Are we teaching our kids how to light a fire? Boy Scouts teach you, right? You know, you need the sun, you need heat, you need a flame, you need I forget what the Boy Scouts teach you, but I think I could start a fire by, you know, putting two sticks together. Remember, I had Girl Scouts. When I had Girl Scouts, all we did was learn how to sew and weave and cook. We didn't get to do a lot of the camping stuff. But we're not teaching our kids how to survive in the, I mean, maybe some of you guys are, and good for you. But we're not teaching our kids how to survive in the wilderness. We're not teaching our kids how to, you know, if you did get attacked by an alligator or a crocodile or a lion or an emu, what to do. And so we're pretty weeny. And are we teaching our kids how to fight other kids? Not that I want kids fighting and hurting themselves. I think there was a fight where a kid died at a high school. All right, we don't want kids going after each other. But have we taught our kids how to defend themselves? Our kids know how to operate a computer. Our kids know how to operate Netflix. In fact, I go to my kids to help figure out my computers now. Oh, that's fantastic, and maybe that's going to help with their survival of the fittest in society. But, you know, if somebody breaks into our house, do they know what to do? Do they know how to take them down? Well, we did put our kids in martial arts. You know, we did teach them some Krav Maga. We taught them more than I think the average kid knows. They know how to shoot. They know how to use a knife. I mean, we taught them what we could. But I just don't know if it's enough. And then we're so politically correct these days where, you know, we're like, well, you know, if you think somebody is going to, you know, hurt somebody and they don't fit the description, but you think if they fit a description and you try and intervene, you could get in trouble. I mean, in nature, if you come near a lion's den, they will growl and you keep walking. All right? Or if you come near a herd, if you try to come into our herd illegally, we're able to growl and say, back off. We got a herd, we got a microbiome, look at what animals do. We need to really study animals. Not because I'm trying to be all touchy-feely and tree-hugging or whatever, but look and see what plants do, look and see what animals do, and figure out why they survive. And what instinctively they do. The problem is in society, that's not okay. One thing that's not very popular, not that I'm suggesting it, I'm just reporting why we may go extinct, is in society we have one marital partner, which I'm for. I think religion did good with that one. However, in terms of population, if you look at the animals, I mean, the male animal will have sex with whoever. Very rarely are there monogamous relationships. I think dolphins are monogamous. But, you know, if you are able to plant a seed and you're in the mood for sex as an animal, you will repeatedly have sex and you will be planting a lot of seeds. We don't. A lot of us ladies, we don't want to have sex after we have a few kids. Once we go through menopause, it hurts to have sex. And then we tell our husbands to just sit and watch Netflix. So if we're not procreating more, if we're not defending ourselves, and if we're trying to be so politically correct, there's a chance that, you know, we might not last as long as we think we are. 1-877-DOT-TELLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The brothers involved in the alleged hoax attack on Empire actor Jussie Smollett are suing the actor's attorney for defamation.
Those responsible for continuing to destroy the reputation of the Chicago Police Department, the city of Chicago, and that of Ola and Bola Oshundaro are held accountable.
That's attorney Gloria Schmidt, who says Smollett's attorneys falsely accused the Oshundaro brothers of a hate crime. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments in a lawsuit filed against the Trump administration's move to add a question regarding citizenship to the 2020 census. New York Attorney General Letitia James is one of the state attorney generals that filed the suit against the White House.
I believe that this case should be decided on the merits of the arguments and according to the letters of the law. I also strongly believe that the facts and the records support our claims.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
O'Reilly. Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Electrical pros do it right to get everything in one stop, so you spend more time on the job than away from it, and spend less money too. Lowe's is here to help by having the right quantities and at the right prices, like 250-foot and 1,000-foot rolls of 12-2 and 14-2 Southwire Romex Simple Wire, now 5% off. Plus, save an additional 5% just by using your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid 424 through 426 while supplies last. Subject to credit approval, can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Two UCLA buildings. They say the buildings have been potentially exposed to measles, according to the Daily Bruin. Remember, I did my last year of medical school at UCLA. I don't exactly recall which buildings these are. They say one student is infected. And UCLA now has been identified as a site for possible measles exposure. An infected UCLA student attended classes in Franz Hall, on April 2nd, 4th, and 9th. And in Bolter Hall between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on April 2nd and 9th. Okay, there we go. This is why I don't ever want to be diagnosed with the measles. Okay, if I was a student, the last thing I would want people to know is if I actually showed up to class and then when I was in class. So he was in class April 2nd, 4th, and 9th. Did he skip class? And then he was in class April 2nd and 9th. He may not be going to all his classes. Now the school knows. right? See, in medical school, I think we had to show up to all our classes. I don't know if it was mandatory, but I mean, you weren't going to miss class. You just did it. Okay. Nowadays, though, a lot of people don't have to go to school. A lot of people do their schooling online. But now everybody knows when this kid came. It looks like he was there in one hall on April 2nd and April 9th. That's like a week in between of not going to class there. Anyway, the student did not enter any other buildings at UCLA. I don't know if they also reported which toilet they went to. No privacy at all. There is no current known risk at these locations, and officials are looking for people who may have been at the sites during those times. UCLA is working to notify all students, faculty, and staff who might have come into contact with the student Ricardo Vasquez. Okay, so now we know who the student is. Those people will be provided with detailed information. They say public health officials located 5 cases of measles in L.A. County. The majority of the people in these cases were unvaccinated. Okay, here we go. They say the majority. Can you please tell us how many people were vaccinated? I am really getting upset that they're not sharing this information. Mind you, I'm pro-vaccine. I'm not trying to make an argument for the anti-vaxxers. I am pro-vaccine. But as a doctor, if we have an epidemic and people with their political agenda are trying to blame anti-vaxxers, from a medical standpoint, it doesn't matter where you are in the political aisle. You want to tell everybody to shut the hell up and let the experts tell us what the real nitty-gritty truth is. They say the majority of people in these cases were unvaccinated of the 5 cases. Well, what's the majority? 3? 3 were unvaccinated? Well, then what about the other 2? They say other potential exposed areas include Los Angeles International Airport and El Pollo Local Restaurant in La Cañada, California State University, Los Angeles. Now, U.S. News, their headline is New York outbreaks drive U.S. measles count up to 626. They say the New York outbreaks are continuing to drive the cases in the U.S. up. And they're not necessarily blaming the whole measles outbreak on the New Yorkers, but they're saying that because of so many cases in New York, it brings the total now to 626. They say outbreaks in New York State continue to drive up the number of cases, which are approaching levels not seen in 25 years. It's already the most seen since 2014, when 667 were reported for the whole year. The most cases before that was 963 cases back in 1994. So far, 22 states have reported cases, the vast majority in New York. And they say most of the New York cases have been unvaccinated people in Orthodox Jewish communities. Okay, most have been unvaccinated. Again, please tell us how many of these cases were vaccinated. Nobody's doing that. And why? Well, because there's a political agenda. And mind you, I am on the side of vaccine. But don't start screwing around with politics when we're talking about a health crisis. And again, I'm a little distrustful of what's going on because the flu last year killed 80,000 people. And nobody decided to, you know, crucify those who didn't vaccinate. In the news, they're like, oh, please get vaccinated. There's still time to vaccinate. Please vaccinate. Yet with the measles, you're getting fined. You're getting banned. You're being called an anti-vaxxer and a whole bunch of names. All right. When we come to this is where I, as a doctor, okay, kind of want to step in and tell everybody to shut the hell up and let's deal with infectious disease and the concept of vaccinating and the subject of vaccine risks and mandating somebody to get a vaccine. This is where we need to have an intelligent conversation and put exaggerations and hyperboles and political agendas aside. Something's not right here. Measles has been around for years. We've had vaccines for years. We've had unvaccinated people for years. Why all of a sudden an outbreak now? What changed? Oh, it's climate change. Well, you know, it's not climate change. Maybe something might have happened where a winter was, you know, a winter was colder or a summer was warmer. Okay, but don't be starting to use terms like climate change. Let's figure out why, when we pretty much had large members of our population unvaccinated, why now are we having an outbreak? And if we have a group of people that are unvaccinated to measles, where's the mumps? Where's the rubella outbreaks? Where's the tetanus? Where's the polio? Usually, if somebody is against a vaccine, they really don't take a lot of the other vaccines. Why measles? That's what I want to know. This is what I'd like shared with us. But in the meantime, since people have nothing better to do, they like to make it a political case. You see, listen, I'm guilty of doing that too. You know, my husband has a plane, a small plane, Cessna, and he wants to take the kids up in the plane with him. I say no. I trust him. I think he's a fabulous pilot. But I just don't want my babies up in the sky without me. And I don't want to go in it and, you know, the weight. I think there's a weight limit. My tushy is a little bigger than it used to be. Okay, I used to have a smaller tushy. Now my tushy is just a little bigger. And I'm like, you know, guys, you don't have to. We fly enough. No, and I know some of you are like, oh, come on, quit being a weenie. But I'm like, if my kid does not have to be in a small plane, where I have no idea if the mechanic's doing a good job or not, I don't want them in the plane. So there was a plane crash. I believe 6 people just died of a small private plane crash. And I get it. The most dangerous part of flying is the drive to the airport. I get that. All right? Flying overall is pretty safe. But somebody dies in a plane crash, a small plane crash, I show the family saying, this is why I don't want you in a plane. Now, I am trying to promote my agenda. My agenda is you guys are not going to get into a small plane. I don't care how good a pilot daddy is, because I just don't feel comfortable with that. I'm okay with the big planes, not the small planes. Or helicopters. And so when, God forbid, something happens in the news, I go, you see. So look, I'm just as guilty. A lot of us are guilty doing that. But, you know, this is really, really odd and scary to me that we are having a huge measles outbreak of something that we have a vaccine for, and it's happening in people who are vaccinated. Can we concentrate on that and figure out why and what is so different about this measles vaccine or this measles outbreak? 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Louise wants to know, why do doctors keep pushing statins, especially if they cause diabetes? Whatever happened to diet and exercise? Okay, cholesterol medication. We haven't talked about this in a while. I'm a fan, okay? All right, here's my disclaimer. All right, I'm a fan of cholesterol medication. I've told you guys. Every one of my patients who took the cholesterol medication and was religious about it never died of a heart attack. Now, I don't know what happened to them now that I don't, you know, practice anymore in my office. But I'm a huge fan of cholesterol medication. So what is the doctor's thinking, especially with this risk of diabetes? Well, first, okay, let's talk about the statin risk of diabetes really quickly. There was another study that came out saying if there is a risk of diabetes, It's kind of based on how long you've been on it. Let me pull it up here. They say there was a time and dose-dependent association of statin use and the increased risk of new-onset diabetes, meaning long-term use and higher doses might put you more at risk. But the study authors are not telling people to go off of them. Okay, the risk remains to be determined and is of particular relevance for primary prevention patients. So, you know, for those of you that have hypercholesterolemia or hyperlipidemia or hypertriglyceridemia, you may need statin therapy. This statin therapy is, it sounds like everybody's on a statin these days. Well, the reason why, now let's go to kind of behind the scenes, is if I don't offer you a statin medication, and I'm your doctor, and you have high cholesterol and high lipids, and you end up getting a heart attack and dying, you and any attorney will win that case pretty damn easily if I didn't offer it. Now, what about diet and exercise? Well, to be honest, whenever I had a patient with high cholesterol, so let's say I wanted their cholesterol, their total cholesterol, under 200. This was years ago when we really weren't watching the LDLs as much now as much as we do now. So let's look at the cholesterol 240. Let's say I tell you to watch your diet, and you go, yeah, Dr. Wax, I'll lose 30 pounds. You'll see, and I'll stay off the medication. I go, all right, let me see what you do in a month or two. All right, and I could see by, you know, how much your numbers drop, how much control you have over this. And let's say their LDL is, I don't know, 190. Ideally, I want your LDL under 100. Okay, so let's say I give you the benefit of the doubt. I don't give you medication, and you come back a month from now. I check your levels, and your 240 number dropped to maybe 235, and your LDL is 180. And you come in going, God, Doc, I did all vegetables, all fruits, all fish. Hurry up. Take my blood test. I can finally get a burger. You're going on a statin. I'm not going to dink around. I mean, if you almost killed yourself trying to become a vegan, all right, or a vegetarian. Vegans don't have fish. You try to become a vegetarian to try to lower your cholesterol, and it didn't budge. And your weight maybe dropped 1 pound, I can't wait 6 months or years for you to finally lose the weight, which you may never. I've been telling people I've been trying to lose 20 pounds for years. Have I lost the 20 pounds? No. And for every day your cholesterol's high, it's blocking your arteries. So whether I'm afraid I'm going to get sued or not, you come first. And if I don't think you're going to be able to lower it on your own, I'm going to help you out with the statin medication. And I tell you, man, those statin medications, ooh, they drop that LDL nicely. Now, let's say you drop that 240 down to 210 in a month. Let's say you drop that LDL down to 150. I'm going to say keep up the good work. Let's see you in another month or two, and let's watch this. I don't let you go 3 or 6 months. If your cholesterol's high, I'm going to watch you a little closer so you get that reinforcement and you see what's going on. But so basically the answer to that is if your cholesterol is high because of diet, you fix your diet and the cholesterol goes down, you might not need the medication. Unless, of course, I don't think you're going to stick to your diet. But if your cholesterol is high because, you know, and you're already vegetarian and you don't eat any red meat and you exercise and your BMI is like 21, so you're thin, and you have an LDL of 190, this is genetic. There's not much more you could cut. Which means your liver is making the extra cholesterol, the LDL. And you need the statin. So, if a doctor doesn't give you the chance to prove to him with diet and exercise, it's not that he doesn't believe in you. It's he may think there's more of a genetic component. And heart disease is still the number one killer. Still is. And if we don't offer you a medication for cholesterol, Well, that's malpractice, depending on where your numbers are. Now, what about this with the causing the diabetes? I am still not convinced that you taking a statin medication will give you diabetes. And the reason why is every diabetic I know, had high cholesterol first before they turned diabetic. And these were people not even on a statin. Now, I'm not saying everybody with high cholesterol will later turn diabetic. But most people with diabetes end up in their past having high cholesterol. So if you have the same genetic tendency to not metabolize your cholesterol, you probably have the same, tendency to not metabolize your sugar properly. Or if you overmake cholesterol, you may overmake sugar. Which, by the way, I think, we need to really study what type of diabetic are you. Are you an overproducer of sugar? Or are you an under-metabolizer of sugar? We kind of treat you guys the same, but there is a big difference there. Just like people with gout. Are you an overproducer of uric acid? Or are you an under-excreter of uric acid? If you have normal uric acid, but you don't excrete it, it's going to build up. So there's, those differences are kind of important. So if every diabetic I know has had a history of high cholesterol, then to me, you are going to become diabetic no matter what. Don't blame the statin. And if you are a diabetic, you better get that cholesterol down. But I could just see lawsuits going, well, you put me on Lipitor and I didn't have to be on Lipitor, so I'm going to sue because now I'm diabetic. I would say if your cholesterol was bad enough where you needed Lipitor, you were going to turn diabetic anyway, honey. So I am not ready for people to freak out saying, don't give me a statin because I don't want to be diabetic. Because I think if you keep your cholesterol high, you're going to unfortunately die of a heart attack anyway. My father had high cholesterol, and then he ended up having diabetes and he died of a heart attack. He would not take the statin. He got the diabetes anyway, even without the statin. So your job is to make sure you don't die. That's your job. I understand you don't want to take something that could cause something else. But if you have high cholesterol and you're like, well, gosh, I don't also want to get diabetes, I really am not convinced that the statin is what's going to turn you into a diabetic. I think you're already prone to it, either genetically or based on your diet and lack of exercise. And if you do have a good diet and you do exercise and you had high cholesterol anyway, don't be surprised if you also later get diabetes. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes.
How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.